You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Mid-State U.S. Attorney Bruce Brandler has been a federal prosecutor for 35 years, putting criminals such as corrupt public officials and shady business owners behind bars. But over the last 16 months, investigating the theft of pandemic relief money and the U.S. Capitol attack have been at the top of his to-do list. Brandler sat down with WITF's Sam Dunklaw to talk about tackling unusual crimes in an unusual time.
It's been a lonely stretch for Bruce Brandler. When I meet him at his corner office in downtown Harrisburg, he says it's just him and what he calls a skeleton crew, crafting cases and making court appearances at the sprawling federal building. Dozens of others are working remotely.
I've been happy to have you come and visit. That's why I was anxious, I was happy to get the invitation.
Things may seem quiet around here, Brandler says, but in reality, it's busier than ever. And he would know. He's been working at the Middle District office since 1986.
So yeah, I have been here for several decades, gone through seven administrations, starting with Ronald Reagan, and have enjoyed every minute of it.
This isn't even his first go-around as U.S. attorney. Brandler stepped into the role for a bit back in 2016 after years of serving as a line prosecutor and chief of the office's criminal division. Pandemic aside, Brandler says a lot has changed in his time. More staff, more complex crimes. But one thing has remained a constant.
Our core function is to prosecute bad guys, and we have been doing that very well for a long time.
But in the last year plus, a particular kind of bad guy has taken up a lot of Brandler's time. He says he and his staff knew there would be people that might try to rip off some of the billions of dollars in CARES Act and extra unemployment money. And Brandler says they've been creative about it.
Inflating the number of employees to just making up sham companies, counterfeiting of pandemic-related equipment. And then we've also seen a lot of unemployment insurance fraud.
So far, Brandler says his office has prosecuted a dozen people from the Mid-State on fraud charges, with more on the way. Prosecuting those cases has been slow, steady work. Lots of lawyers and support staff getting documents, doing investigations, interviews, the whole bit. And Brandler says that would have been the major crime to tackle in this era if this hadn't happened back in January. Since the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, federal law enforcement has been trying to track down those who broke the law. Since many were from Pennsylvania, a good chunk of that work has fallen to Brandler and his team.
It's the largest criminal investigation of its type in the history of the Department of Justice. Just the volume of cases and the level of investigation that's been needed.
Here's how it's working. Mid-State FBI agents are doing most of the legwork, combing through raw evidence to figure out what points to which person. As they find and arrest people, Brandler and his crew get charging documents in order and get the accused before a federal judge. Then they hand the person off to the Washington, D.C. office, which is handling cases against the nearly 500 people charged from across the country. Nearly four dozen are from Pennsylvania, and 20 are from the Mid-State.
There's many more in the pipeline, and we get requests from the District of Columbia for volunteers to help out in those prosecutions and reviewing search warrants and handling discovery matters for those cases. And we have.
It's been tough, draining work from the start, Brandler says, especially since authorities at the Capitol that day let all the rioters leave. He says they thought about making mass arrests,
which would have made it obviously a lot easier to identify them. But I think rightly so, the decision was reached to, you know, let the situation calm down.
The feds have 5 years to find and charge people, which means more from the Mid-State could wind up in court.
There are some exceptions to that rule, and that's for felonies, you know. But I would say these investigations are going to continue for a long time.
And hopefully, Brandler says, he and his staff will be able to start doing them in person by the end of the year. Either way, as long as pandemic money is flowing and Capitol rioters are at large, their work continues. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.